Stakeholders in labor have called on government to, as a matter of urgency, ratify the ILO Convention 183 on maternity protection and Convention 189 on domestic workers. They explain that it's important that government make a formal commitment to the implementation of all the obligations provided in the two conventions and report periodically to the ILO regarding the measures it has taken to ensure compliance. The stakeholders made the call when they met in Accra to brainstorm on the need for government to ratify the two conventions. We bring you a news desk report.
The forum was organized by the International Union of Foods, IUF, in collaboration with the Health Services Workers Union of the Ghana Trades Union Congress, Public Services International, and Education International to climate the International Women's Day. According to the stakeholders, women form the majority of the total working force, and so the two conventions are their fundamental human rights that should not be denied them. Convention number 189 on decent work for domestic workers was adopted on June 16, 2011 at the International Conference of ILO concerning decent work for domestic workers, which is also referred to as the Domestic Workers Convention 2011. It offers specific protection to domestic workers and lays down basic rights and principles that require states to take a series of measures with a view to making decent work a reality. The convention has 22 articles. Convention 183 was adopted on June 15, 2000. At the General Assembly of the ILO at its 88th session. It was a revision of the 1952 Convention to promote equality of all women in the workforce and the health and safety of the mother and child, as well as protect maternity in national laws and practice. The Convention stated that women who presume date of childbirth shall be entitled to a maternity leave of not less than 14 weeks, and that should be accompanied by a medical certificate or other appropriate certification. Previously, the maternity leave period was 12 weeks. According to the convention, with due regard to the protection of the health of the mother and that of the child, maternity leave shall include a period of 6 weeks compulsory leave after childbirth, unless otherwise agreed at the national level by the government and the representative organizations of employers and workers. Speaking on the topic women's health and maternity protection, a deputy director of nursing services, Mrs. Neta Akon, said women are a very fragile segment of the population and need to be protected during pregnancy and delivery. The Regional Women's Project Coordinator of IUF, Adwoa Sechi, noted that the Union and the International Domestic Workers Network view the adoption, ratification and implementation of the conventions by government as one of the key elements and measures to protect domestic workers and also as a human right entitled them. She expressed the need for Ghana to have the two conventions ratified to protect women as well as domestic workers to perform decent domestic work.
A news desk report.